The meeting of leaders of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, in Ghana comes after Colonel Assimi Goïta, who led a coup in Mali last month, failed to meet the deadline set by ECOWAS to select a civilian leader to head the transition. Although an agreement was not reached with the army junta to hand over to a civilian government, after 5 hours of discussion, ECOWAS chairman and Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, says their message is clear.
We have been able to reaffirm the positions of ECOWAS. We need a civilian leadership of the transition. And we've also made it clear that the minute that leadership is put in place through the processes that they themselves have agreed on in Mali, the sanctions that have been placed against them, against Mali, will be lifted by ECOWAS.
Mediators have, however, agreed to a request from the army leader to consult with his team in Mali and then respond to their request within a week. After the coup, ECOWAS sanctioned Mali by shutting all its borders to the country and also cut financial transfers. While ECOWAS leaders wait to hear from Mali's military leadership on their proposal, they've not said what further actions they will take if he does not agree to hand over power to a civilian government. But the regional bloc could apply tougher sanctions against Mali if the country fails to return to civilian rule. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.